All Flex No Dex is an adult podcast. If you compared us to movie ratings, we'd be rated R. See episode notes for details. Welcome back to All Flex No Dex. I am your resident story weaver, Tony Spangler. Today we continue Dandy's backstory with Nicole, playing Elaine, and Zach, playing Dandy. We last left off with plans being made, information being gathered on Alistar, and a business collab being made between Dandy and Jack-Jack the Kobold. Now, let's continue the story.
I gesture towards the register.
Ka-ting! And it pops open, and it just rattles, and there's just gold pieces filling the thing.
What?
There's probably like over 2,000 gold pieces in here.
100 won't be missed, surely. Well, it'd be 200. 100 for each of us to walk in the front door.
Jack-Jack, have you not thought about doing something with this?
I'm collecting it.
For what?
It's my hoard.
Your hoard?
Yeah. Jack-Jack's secretly a dragon.
Jack-Jack.
Yeah.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. This is the best deal I've ever made.
I agree.
Do you mind if I have some?
Oh, it's part of the business. Part of the business, part of the crew.
Fantastic. I take 400 gold pieces.
Okay. Just keep in mind, you know, if you rob Jack-Jack, that could tank the business. So, Dandy has morals, Aline doesn't, but you have morals.
Yeah, I know. So. That's why I'm only taking 400. 200 pays for the get in, and then if we need to bribe.
Okay. You also notice, too, this is a city. Neverhold's not exactly a dirt water city. Or a city full of pirates and thieves and rogues and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and you're in the upstanding part of town, you notice, as you see all this money and the rubbish that fills this place, you don't see any posted permits. Or any sort of, you know how businesses usually have shit placarded on the wall, like, this is my business permit for doing business in the city, and this is, you know.
Yeah.
You don't see anything like that. You also don't see any paperwork, actually. You haven't seen his back room yet, where he keeps scampering off to, but there might be a reason why he has so much gold just sitting here.
Jack-Jack.
What?
Yeah.
What's in the back room?
Stuff. Inventory.
Inventory. Come on, Jack-Jack. Show me the inventory.
Ah, come on, I'll show you. Follow Jack-Jack. And he's... Skippers in the back room.
I follow him.
Okay, so there's just piles of miscellaneous shit back here. Mostly in bags, it looks like.
Bags, like, stained with blood?
Nothing stained, no.
Okay.
But there's, like, haversacks and burlap sacks, small chests. Everything is just in disarray back here. No filing cabinets, no paperwork, no anything. All over the place.
Jack-Jack.
There's a little table. He's like, this is my workbench.
What?
And it looks like there's like rolls of the white tape that was on the potion bottles. So he's probably like, this is where he works to like label things as he's going.
Jack-Jack.
Yeah.
Have you been asked by anybody where your permit is?
What's that?
It allows you to open a business.
No, Jack-Jack just does business. I told you, Jack-Jack found this when it was empty, so I moved in.
Okay.
The sign outside was I found in the back here, too. I hung that up.
The sign?
The one that says Golden Pigeon.
Okay. So he's operating under a old store name.
Yeah.
Great. Jack-Jack hurts me. Okay, Jack-Jack. We're going to have to work to actually set this place up.
It is set up.
No.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, the city, the rich folk out there.
Yeah. Customers.
Yes.
Ah, they love me.
If they report you to the guards.
Oh, I serve them too. Jack-Jack's popular.
Where do you get your inventory, Jack-Jack?
Oh, people bring it to me.
What people?
All kinds of people.
Great. I have a fence now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dandy, roll me a perception check.
Oh, man. 16.
Something got a whiff of something like a decay. You try to figure out where that's coming from?
Yeah.
Don't look, Dandy.
So, yeah. And like it gets stronger as you get closer to the floorboards. But Jack looks at you puzzled. He goes, "Yeah, what are you doing? What are you smelling?"
Jack.
Huh?
What's under the floor?
Dirt.
And? Jack, something's under the floor.
More dirt?
No.
Rock.
Something dead. Something might be invading your space.
Is this a joke?
No, I can smell it.
I don't know.
Jack.
What?
Somebody could be trying to get into your hoard.
I don't know. What? Why? Do you try to pull up the floorboards or look?
Yeah.
There's a loose one.
Okay.
So you start pulling them up. They were nailed, but it looks like the nails even look newer than the other nails. It's still been here for a while. So you start to creak it up. And like kind of like peek in there. Do you have any source of light? It's dimly lit in here as it is. Jack has a lantern on his work desk, but otherwise it's kind of dark in here.
Grab the lantern and bring it over.
You kind of peek in there, and there's like it looks like there's a shallow grave. There's a dead body in there.
Jack, did you get rid of somebody here?
What? He walks over and he looks under there. He's like, "How'd I get in there?" Hey! Get out of the hole! You're invading my space!
Our space!
Oh. Get out of the hole! And he starts like trying to pull up the plank.
Jack, he's dead. He's dead, Jim.
What?
Check, get a crowbar. You have multiple here.
He starts looking around.
Oh, Eileen pulls one out. She has one in her backpack.
Help Jack. Do you help Jack?
I hand it to Jack.
Alright, okay. I just starts calling out. Jack's not very strong. He's a kobold. So.
Yeah, no.
So Jack eventually gets the floorboard up. Do you help him, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you guys get the floorboard up.
I'm just as curious.
It looks like there might have been... There's a dead smaller folk that's in here. Been here for a while. Not so much so that it doesn't smell. Now you pour the floorboard up, you're like, oh, God. Probably dead for a couple months. Jack goes to try to strangle the dead body.
Jack. He's a small folk like us.
Trying to rob us!
Perhaps he got stuck.
I'll kill ya! He's strangling the body.
You got him, Jack.
Ah! Jack starts trying to pull the body out. He's going to throw it in the street. Get out of my shop!
Jack.
Our shop!
Jack, what if he stole something from us? We better check him.
He drops the body and goes to the feet and tries to like hold the body up by the feet and like shake it.
I begin patting it down.
There's nothing on the body. Besides tattered clothes.
Okay.
You can see stab wounds.
No notes or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Jack, we better put this in the alley.
You can only assume this was the previous owner.
Jack, we better put this in the alley.
Jack thinks there's a dumpster in the alley.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. But throw the rubbish where it belongs! Come on, you!
Jack. Rug.
Rug?
Rug.
Ah, rugs.
But carpet? Anything?
He starts looking around.
A blanket?
I don't specialize in carpets. There's no carpets in here.
Jack, it's not good form for us to go ahead and drag a body outside.
Was that it? He invaded. It's not good form for people to invade the shop.
Jack, if a dead body is taken outside, it could be... mean very poor business.
Dead? Did I kill him already? I could look puzzled at the body.
Yes, Jack.
Ah! Jack's a murderer!
Jack. It was self-defense. It's okay.
Defense of your business.
Jack's never killed anybody before.
You were very strong, Jack. You did well.
Oh, God. What does Jack do now? Jack doesn't want to go to jail.
Jack. We dig the hole deeper. We put him in the hole.
Okay.
We put the floorboard back together. And we never speak of him.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah, Jack's got this.
Okay.
And he runs over and he grabs a shovel, and he goes to start digging more of a hole. However, the shovel's also enchanted, so when he goes to shovel and he pulls something out, a 1 foot by 1 foot sized amount of dirt comes out too. So it's just like huge chunks of dirt come flying out of the hole. You also notice right next to where the shovel was is a rug.
It's fine. Eileen's just laughing. She's just standing back and laughing.
Dandy's holding his head. I'm glad that you find this amusing. My business partner is insane.
You're the one that made him sign a contract.
Yep.
Jack's over, diggy, diggy hole. And like for every scoop, he's like another foot farther down. So he's like very quickly disappears. He's just digging.
Jack. It's far enough.
Because there was a shovel out and he has to climb out.
I go ahead and hand the shovel to you. We may need that. It digs.
Eileen just looks at you.
What?
You do notice, Dandy, because you do cast magic, there is a magical kind of aura. Your passive arcana feels a magicalness that comes off of the shovel and the carpet.
Okay.
Magic carpet?
I was going to say, he didn't see a carpet. He said that he doesn't deal in carpets, so I'm going to take the carpet, too.
You go to grab the carpet, and...
I'll leave him the shovel. Okay. He might need that.
The carpet is a carpet of cattle carrying.
What? Cattle carrying?
Yeah.
Cattle?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you said kettle, but no, cattle.
What?
Flatbed.
Yeah, no. It is legitimately a flatbed fly carpet. 9x12 carpet.
This is a shout out to Rob from Stories and Shore Series podcast. It's a 9x12 carpet. When laid out, it produces a pocket dimension large enough to hold a full-sized horse or other large beast comfortably. When rolled up, the beast has enough oxygen for 24 hours. And 1 day's worth of rations for the beast can be stored inside as well.
Okay.
I mean, when you can't take your horse in the dungeon, but you don't want it to get et.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. Don't know what I'm going to do with that.
You don't have to carry it with you. Yeah, it's a carpet.
Yeah, you don't have to take it.
It's bigger than you.
You can leave it here. It's fine.
I go ahead and I tell Jack. Do you want more space in here? In the back room?
It's cozy.
Do you want more space?
Oh, Jack doesn't need more space. Jack needs no more dead bodies! And he throws the body in the hole.
Fair enough, Jack. I keep an eye on my carpet.
Where did that carpet come from?
It's mine.
Oh, okay.
It's part of my investment.
Sure.
If ever you need to place anything, or if you see something that I might fancy, unroll the carpet. Put an item on the carpet, and it'll disappear.
Okay.
And it'll be waiting for me.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Jack, do you understand how this carpet works?
Yes. roll an insight check.
I totally believe him.
Yeah, no, Jack knows what he's talking about. The business wouldn't have survived this long if Jack didn't know what he was talking about sometimes.
Instructions unclear. Jack is gone now.
Fine.
There will be something in the carpet for you.
Probably another dead body.
Hey, Jack.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
What does a storm giant wear under his robes? Thunderwear.
Oh, Jack likes this business. And he's shoveling the dirt back in the hole.
All right, Jack, I'll see you later.
Scoop. Okay, bye-bye. Scoop. You also notice that not once did Jack address you by your name. Jack probably completely missed your name.
That's fine.
They probably completely forget that you exist.
It's fine. I have the contract.
Yeah. You're just going to have to remind Jack.
Yeah.
At any point in time, I'm going to say moving forward, if you see something else on the list that would fit your situation that is a common item, magical or otherwise, I'm just going to say you have it. Just for the sake of brevity, because we don't want to spend 2 hours looking through all the items. There's 1,000 of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
So we'll just say you have that. You grabbed it earlier, so it's
fine. Okay.
So as we're walking out of there and having another good chuckle, Eileen's going to tell you that she grabbed a grappling hook. So if we want to get up on one of the buildings next to the tavern and climb up. Oh, and some potions of climbing. So we can get up on the roof that way.
What's your guys' passive perception?
Passive perception. For Eileen, that's a 14.
For 10.
Eileen, you notice you guys are walking out and you're discussing. There's a shady-looking individual that walks into the into Jack-Jack's establishment,
mm-hmm.
into the Golden Pigeon, and you hear a moment later, "Welcome to the Golden Berry!" Continue.
He doesn't even know the name.
No.
Fine.
The golden something every time.
Yeah.
Oh dear. So we have the gold in order to get in, if that's what we wanted to do. Or from...
This is your thing. How do you want to do it? We have multiple options now.
So, I'm aware.
Also, there is, and I didn't know if you guys want to wanted to partake in this, but I feel like I should mention this, because you would know too. The bottom floor of the tavern is a full bar. Like, you saw the door to the kitchen in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They do offer specialty drinks, and the drinks are magical. So if you guys wanted to dick around in there too, there are drinks that I made specifically.
Ah, so Tony would like to like us to have some magical drinks.
If you want to. If it thematically makes sense. I don't want to break story immersion, but if there's a situation, the reason why I bring it up is because it costs money. So you might want to bring more than just the 200 gold pieces, 100 for each of you, just to get in, if you don't have any extra money.
Dandy said he grabbed 400.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure of that.
I made sure to bring extra because of possible having to bribe later, cutting deals or something.
100%. Go.
100%, no doubt, no doubt.
Yep.
So how do you want to do it, Dandy?
Well, you said you found a back door. I'd rather not risk any guards. And I go ahead and I look at the pouch now stuffed with gold. This is the most that I've held in a long time. I'd rather not just toss it to those shiny, sparkly cucks out there.
Eileen, what's your passive insight?
12.
He says, in a long time. This is the most he's ever held, ever.
Yeah, I was going to cough and say ever.
His eyes are more than a little bulged. He seems a little overwhelmed with what just happened, because now he's a business owner that has a tiny dragon in it with over 2,000 gold pieces. It's more money he's ever seen in his life.
Not to mention not exactly legal.
It's fine.
I'm pretty sure that just goes right over again. There's too much money here for him to worry about that.
Eileen will let it go.
Like, you're worried about legal.
Yeah, no. Eileen doesn't care.
You're getting paid for the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go through the kitchen, if we can.
Okay. Well, then that's going to rely on us.
I have keys. How many keys are on this key ring?
I'm going to say 3.
3. So we have a 1 in 3 chance that I might have the way in.
I have a key that might work as well, or I can just try to pick the lock. But that leaves us relying on, and she pulls out the 2 potions of invisibility out of her pouch. Because you can't sneak, so there's got to be some way for us to get you past those guards again. And the only way in is past them.
Hmm.
The only way to that back door is past them.
Yeah. We have a couple of days, right, before the concert?
2.
2.
Well, 1.5 at this point.
I have an idea, but I don't know if it would work.
What's the idea?
So I have the potion of slip.
Uh-huh.
Slip.
And amongst the items that I grabbed a bag of sand. Pocket sand. I'm wondering if I can mix the potion of slip with sand so it'll be sleepy sand.
Say that again?
You heard me.
Yeah.
Sleepy sand. Lisp. Dandy also goes ahead and chuckles at his own mistake in talking. But I don't know if that'll work.
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware that you were an alchemist.
I'm not. I'm just me.
I wouldn't rely on that.
All right. It's fine by me. So, hoping on these potions of invisibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we going to wait till nighttime to try and increase our chances?
That would make sense.
All right.
What are the businesses on either side of the inn?
The businesses on either side of the Glittery Boy. One is a food distributor, and the other one is a transportation service. They set up business there so one can get constant revenue for the tavern and just charge them exorbitant fees, and they bring over the food for the tavern to cook. The other one's a transportation center in case a wizard gets too fucked up or actually gets injured by getting drunk and then casting some spells, and then they can transport him to the infirmary or wherever they want in the city. Like an Uber.
Okay.
So these could not just be places for us to hide out in, but also ways for us to get in.
Potentially. Both buildings, the one directly behind it is the two-story building. The Uber shop and the food warehouse are one story.
Okay.
The building behind it, I'm going to say, are like apartments.
Okay.
I'm going to wait till dark and then try our lovely potions?
Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to wait, though? Do you want to wait at the food storehouse or the Uber? Because I'm assuming you want to be as close as possible.
No, we'll just go to an inn around the corner until it gets dark. Tavern, have a couple drinks while we wait. Something to eat, maybe.
If we're going to just wait, then I'll go ahead and I'll get drinks and such, but I want to go and spend time with Jack-Jack.
Okay, are you going to the Glittery Boy to get drinks and such?
No. The whole point is we didn't want to give them the money.
We don't want to go in.
We're just waiting until dark somewhere.
Okay.
Without just creeping around a corner.
Yeah.
Do you go back to the aggressive mice then?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
I go ahead and I tell my cousin, you know, you're now looking at a partial business owner.
Yeah. I bet.
Eileen's just going to go straight back into the back.
Dandy, if you don't actually have money, I have customers. It's getting late,
so I put
a gold
piece down.
He narrows his eyes. He takes the gold piece.
Does he bite it?
Yeah. No, he'll bite it. Super sus. He looks at me and he goes, "Was this illegally gotten?"
No.
How would you know?
Go ahead and
you know how I would know.
I pull the tip of my contract out. I am a business owner. I ask him, have you ever heard of, what was he calling it? The golden pigeon? The golden pigeon? Pigeon?
Yeah, I know the golden pigeon.
What do you know of it?
It says the owner was murdered months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Wait.
I'm smiling. About as big as I am now.
you're the owner of the Golden Pigeon, though.
Well, I'm partial. Me and my dragon companion.
Dragon?
Yes.
There aren't any dragons in town. Not that we know of.
He's a kobold.
Okay. I don't want to know anymore. Plausible deniability and all that. I'll get you some food and drinks. He turns it back to you. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
He's done. I'm out.
You do you, Dandy. Let's go and get some glasses. And
told you I'd make something of myself.
We'll see.
You complained so much about how hard it was to get this place, but here I am.
Dandy, the day hasn't finished yet. You can still get murdered.
Maybe by me.
So he pours you guys some drinks. Get you some food. You guys just hang out and chit-chat?
For a little bit. Like I said, I want to take some food and drink to Jack-Jack.
Okay. Eileen, are you just towing along?
I said I already had gone into the back to the speakeasy.
Right. He's going to go back to Jack-Jack, though.
Oh, no. I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
I don't want to spend any more time with Jack-Jack.
Okay.
Jack-Jack's the only one that seems to believe in Dandy right now, so he's all for Jack-Jack.
You guys get some venison that's been cooked on the side with some of the brittle from one of the local mines. The brittle is it's a mineral that's naturally mined, but it's edible, and it tastes kind of sweet and earthy. And it's used as kind of like a seasoning on the venison. Nice.
Hmm.
And so you take some of that to Jack-Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Also, what he pours you guys isn't wine. He pours you some of the oaky brew that the family is known for. Both of you know to drink it lightly, because this will get you drunk very quickly. It's a brew that's not only has a strong potency, but it's also magically enchanted. So you get drunker much faster than you normally would with a potent drink.
Okay. Nice strong stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The brew is designed by the Oaky family to take advantage of people. Because they start drinking and they immediately get drunk, and then you follow up with, can I get you another drink? And they're like, oh, yeah, it was delicious. And then you immediately start getting it. You can turn customers much quicker that way. Get a couple drinks from them, get them drunk, push them out in the street, get more customers in.
Dear cousin.
Yes?
How much for a bottle of Oaky?
5 gold.
5 gold? Fine, how about it for the family discount?
Am I not family?
If you want to haggle, then we'll look persuasion check.
Imagine he actually says that.
Yeah. You want to haggle? Work for it. Come on, Mr. Business Owner.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, he rolled a natural 20.
I got a 10.
No.
It's 6 now.
We're cousins, but you're not an Oaky. You see, Dandy, the name on the bottle is Oaky Brew. I'm sure you lions can read, but there's no lion on the label. So you don't get a family discount.
Eileen's mumbling. I thought I was a bitch.
Dandy will go ahead and buy 2 bottles.
Okay. So I'm going to read out loud since we're on an audio format. The Oaky Brew. This is a potent liquor is made by the Oaky family, whom are a large family of Lightfoot halflings that can be found in the Valley of Sunrise. This brew is a family recipe that tastes of long-aged whiskey and magically enhanced to be as smooth as water and have the capability to get even an adult dragon drunk. When a creature drinks the Oaky Brew, they must make a Constitution saving throw, DC 21. This is considered a magical effect and poison. Creatures immune to the poison must still save, but at advantage. If they fail the saving throw, the creature is immediately inebriated. Another drink will force another Constitution save at disadvantage. Failure will result in the creature blacking out and falling unconscious.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, I'm set to go and break into this building.
It is evening now. Are you still going to see Jack-Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll still go see Jack-Jack.
You get to the Golden Pigeon, and the door is locked. He also never got keys for the Golden Pigeon, so...
Jack-Jack, we need to talk. Go ahead and I'll go back to the...
Not even going to pound on the door?
Nope. Jack-Jack's probably sleeping. Let Jack-Jack rest.
He needs it. Long day.
Yep. Meet a lot of friends. He dug a big hole, so that's...
He did.
Okay.
So you go back to Eileen?
Yep.
And Eileen's still there?
Okay. I have a backup plan and sets down the 2 bottles of Oaky Brew.
Hmm. Okay. What's your backup plan for those?
Well... Get everybody inside that inn of theirs drunk. Slip a little bit of Oaky Brew into whatever they're peddling out. And hopefully the family name will live on. Or live up.
Not just do a rousing round on the house and put the bottle down and...
Dandy goes ahead and flicks the bottle. Well, this is very fancy for me. But It's not sparkly. Go ahead and I look at the belt that's wrapped around my arm. I don't know if the Glitter Boys will go ahead and have this. No, unless we go ahead and we slip it to them. Hold on. I go find my cousin. Cousin.
Yeah?
Do the Glitter Boys drink any of the Oaky Brew?
The taverns call it the Glittery Boy.
Yeah. Do you ship to them?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? So they do know of it, and they have it.
Everyone knows of the Oaky Brew.
Good for you, cousin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyways, I go ahead and I walk away. So they will have it apparently in stock, so they'll know of it there. I suppose, yeah, we could go ahead and do a round on the house once we break in. If we get in. Dandy's realizing suddenly not only how much money he has on him and the worth of, you know, the bottles alone that are just staring at him, but also the fact that, you know, breaking into a place where he was just threatened to be beaten outside just for telling a joke. This may not go very well for Dandy.
You still haven't gotten new clean clothes. You got a hat.
I got clean clothes. I said I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said you were looking for it. You never told me that you grabbed any.
Oh, yeah.
I said it was there.
Yeah, no, Dandy's fully redressed and everything. And yeah.
Eileen, did you get fancy clothes too, or are you keeping with your normie norm appearance?
No, if we're not going in the front door, well.
Dandy looks prim and proper. Now, is your fashion sense? Let me redact that.
Okay.
Is your fashion sense actually fashionable, or do you dress like I do? Where it's nice clothes, but none of it matches. Do you look like a fucking court jester, or do you look like a Richie Rich?
It's much more of the court jester. I do wear the button-up and the vest and the over, but I go ahead and, like you were saying, with the mismatches, they are all different colors.
Did you get I'll say one of the things that you can get is also a cloak of many fashions, which is a common item. Did you grab one of those?
I didn't see that on there.
Cloak of many fashions is on there. It changes fashions.
Okay.
Did you grab that?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he still looks ridiculous, Eileen.
Also with my tricorn hat that says Captain, spelt wrong.
Yeah, Captain. He looks like an eccentric rich person.
Okay. Eileen will pack in her gear a shiny red cocktail dress with heels.
Okay.
And we'll bring that as essential costumery if needed.
For the purposes of, I'm going to say, persuasion when involving, like, seduction, I will say it gives you advantage.
Okay.
So I go to my cousin, and I want to ask him, is the Glittery Boy competition for you?
No.
No?
Honestly, it's not like the Aggressive Mice makes a lot of money. We tailor, it's family tradition to tailor to the small folk who get shat on all the time. That's why this is a Havley only... Mm-hmm. Establishment.
Okay.
So competition, they make a lot more money than I do. A lot more.
And they have mostly magic users and high-end folk up there.
No. That's not why I'm in the business.
Have you seen my hat?
I have. You know it's written in Goblin, right?
Is it? What's it say?
Captain.
Ah, I figured. Oh, it fits.
It doesn't. I mean, it fits on your head, but...
What? With all these new threads?
Dandy, you look like a walking target. And the other patrons are like, yeah, you do. You do. And not one says, I'd mug you.
I'd mug you.
none of these halflings, none of them would rob you. It's kind of like a Onger among thieves, but Onger among halflings. And as per the stereotype, most of them are rogue types. But it is kind of a like a forced class situation. Halflings are as standard treated as like second-rate citizens in a lot of communities.
Okay.
It's kind of like one feeds the other. They treat halflings that way because they're thieves, but then the halflings have to thieve to survive, so then they fit the stereotype and so forth.
Look, cousin, I'm going to try and get in to the Glittery Boys.
I'm not a part of your job, Dandy.
I just need to know if I look the part.
You look like you have money.
Perfect. That's what I needed. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Does he look muggable? Most of them look, yeah. Does he look like he has a lot of money? Yeah. Definitely, yeah. I'd even go as far as say I'd give him a shiv. A couple of them were like, yeah. You know that means, like, between your ribs.
Yeah, no, I got it. Okay, so I look the part. Excellent. Thank you, cousin.
Yep.
I leave and I immediately take the bag that has 390 gold pieces. I strap it to my inner thigh.
Okay.
Not on the outside, on the inside of my pants.
Yeah. Nice and tight and snug.
Yep.
The paranoid way.
Yep. As everybody just told me they'd mug me.
Why not?
I go sit in the room with you. Okay. I'm quite afraid to sleep, so.
Good thing we're not sleeping.
Dandy is very, very much in over his head right now. There is so much money.
I'll push a little bit of the oaky brew that toward you and be like, here, have a little bit, calm your nerves.
How long do we have until?
At this point, it's dark. Okay. The sun has set.
Okay.
Then it's time to start heading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a little bit. Calm your nerves. Yeah.
Take a little bit.
Do you take a sip or do you take a drink?
I take a sip.
Okay.
I know what my family does.
All right. Calm your nerves a little bit, and then you get on. What's the game plan?
The game plan is to go back to our shady around-the-corner hiding spot. And down our potions and see what happens.
Okay.
Invisible.
Ability.
So with Dandy getting the one that is spelled correctly.
Okay, so Dandy's getting invisibility. You're getting invisibility.
Yes.
Okay. So you drink the potions.
Mm-hmm.
You both turn invisible.
Okay.
Eileen. It's a situation of if I can't see you, you can't see me. You're blind.
Interesting. Okay. Dandy, you're going to have to lead me.
What?
I'm blind.
I'm looking around.
Yeah, you can't see Eileen.
I'm blind.
Okay.
Take him by the hand.
What?
Let's go. These don't last long.
Okay.
You feel around for Eileen's hand?
Yeah.
It takes a hot minute. You guys were standing next to each other.
Yeah, I knew where he was before I got blind.
Swinging hands around until they connect.
Wonderful. Okay.
Go.
Okay, I start going.
There are guards at the front door. Two again, but they're different guards.
Fantastic.
Just go.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
In the back alley.
Yeah, to the back.
Are you trying to be quiet? Because invisibility allows you to be unseen but not unheard.
Right. Yes, quiet.
Well, once we get to the alley, I'd say yeah. Start.
Okay. Walking up to the alley, the guards will probably hear your footsteps.
It's that quiet out here on the street?
They had no customers when we were out there last time.
There are people walking up and down the street, but there's not like full carriages and whatnot going on. There's a handful of people walking.
So how could they hear our exact footsteps?
Well, if you trip over your damn feet because you're blind, they're going to hear you. So you got to roll a stealth check.
Is it going to slow us down, though?
A little bit. Stealth always does.
Great. Do I get advantage for being... Well, no. It won't be canceled out because I'm blind.
Yep.
18.
Okay.
That's a nat 20. Thank you very much.
Whew.
Okay. You get into the alleyway. You get into the back to where that door is, and you sneak around the corner, and there is a young-looking gnome dumping the trash out. Goes and dumps the trash, and the door is wide open.
I'm blind, so I can't do anything. Yeah. It's all on Dandy right now. I mean, I can hear what's going on, like the dumping of the trash and everything, but...
I'll try and sneak us right in.
Okay. So you go and you sneak in through the open door just before the young gnome turns around and walks back in. And you're in a kitchen. Open tavern kitchen. There's two other people who look like they're doing prep work and cooking and whatnot. And then there's two doors. One that's closed. It looks like it's probably a pantry. And the other one that leads out to the dining room.
Okay. Is the pantry open at all? Or
it's closed.
They don't have a walk-in? Jeez. I go ahead and I whisper to you. I'm like, okay, I got us in the kitchen.
You're whispering to me?
Yes.
Oh, and you can hear the sounds of, like, cutting boards, and you smell food, and it's obvious you're in the kitchen.
I will squeeze your hand really hard.
The young girl, like, he starts looking around. You guys all right? Like, yeah. No, nobody cut themselves? No, I didn't cut myself. Are you all right? Yeah, no, I thought somebody said ow. Oh, weird. All right.
Okay, I try to find a spot for us to go ahead and... I feel like if we're out and about and we lose our invisibility, it's going to be more of a spectacle. So I'm going to try and find some place for us to go and sit until our invisibility wears off.
Like a restroom or a closet or something.
Okay. So you are going out into the floor then?
I'm going to try. As long as it's not going to make a bunch of noise.
Gonna have to fuck around and find out.
Okay.
This is the master plan.
Yep. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so you creep out to the front, roll me a perception check. No advantage because your ally is blind.
15.
So there are quite a few patrons here, more than you thought. There's quite a few rich people here. The drinks are up on a board here, and they are... The ones that are highlighted as the specials tonight, there's the Electric Displacer Beast, the Forest Gnome, and the Elven Archer. There's, you'd probably say, maybe 20 or more people in here right now. And it's busy. A lot of clamor, a lot of talking. It'll be easy enough to move through. Just have to make sure not to bump into anybody. So, noise-wise, you're not going to have to worry about it.
Okay.
What you are going to have to worry about is your blind compatriot running into somebody, or somebody running into them.
Okay.
You do spot what looks like the latrine.
Okay. Go ahead and take your hand, put it on one shoulder, and reach around until I can find your other one, put it on the other shoulder.
Okay, I'll go along with it.
Okay, give me a dexterity saving throw. I'm going to say add disadvantage because you're towing somebody. Well, no, just give me a dexterity saving throw and I'll adjust the DC accordingly.
Okay. I was going to say, when it's got the little yellow dot, that means I have advantage, right? Or no?
No.
Okay, 18.
It just means you're proficient.
Right. So you weave through the tables and you take the least traveled path, you know, away from the tables. Server just walks away after dropping drinks. You walk by that table because no one's going to be getting up for a second, you know. And you sneak through everything and you get into the bathroom. There's one old dude in a purple robe that's covered in stars taking a leak with a big pointy hat that's obnoxious.
take us into a stall?
There's one stall and one urinal.
Yeah, go to the stall.
Okay. And I say urinal, but it's a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
So you go in the stall?
We're not that fancy, apparently.
Well, there isn't plumbing.
Lock.
Okay. You just wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, it stinks in here.
It does not.
Well, that's nice anyway.
It smells like peaches.
Millions of peaches.
Okay. So,
peaches.
You guys wait. Eventually, the visibility drops.
Only takes like a minute or two more, right?
The potion lasts for an hour, doesn't it?
Of invisibility?
If it's going to last that long, you might as well go upstairs. I thought it only lasted for a few minutes.
The spell does. The potion of invisibility lasts for 1 hour.
Oh. Is that for invisibility, too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't know, but the effect ends early if you attack or cast a spell.
Oh, okay.
Break your invisibility just like you would with a spell. It's just with a potion, it lasts for an hour.
I'll slap Dandy.
I was actually about to say, slap me.
I want to know how many times you tried to slap, because you're swinging blindly.
No. I'm going to feel all the way up Dandy's body with my hands until I get to his head, and then I'm just going to slap him while holding the other side of his head.
Okay.
Dandy completely misconcepts this, and it immediately goes, wait, no, I don't think now's the time for this. Look, I know that we're in the perfect circumstances, but ah!
So you get slapped, and you hear that the old wizard that was taking a leak had gone, and somebody else had come back in. There's somebody in the bathroom when you do that, and you hear a light chuckle from in there. Somebody's having a good time. And you hear him laughing, like, scampers off.
I figured that was all it was going to be perceived as.
Yeah.
So you're visible now. You can see again.
When somebody gets hit while they're invisible, doesn't it break their...
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, I imagine I immediately whiff it.
Really?
Yeah, you whiff.
I meant to.
So what happened was you can't see around hand, so you underestimate how short you are. You get too excited to be allowed to strike.
And I just feel the breeze in front of my face. Thank you for the fanning.
Right, gentle. Slap.
And you break the visibility.
Okay, well, I'm dressed for the occasion.
Step out, please.
After all that time together.
Go pee.
Go ahead, I step out.
You go over to the hole?
Sure, do I have to piss?
You can tell me. It's been all day. You guys haven't used the bathroom at all.
No, I'm far too nervous.
Okay. Eileen's going to quickly change into the red cocktail dress.
Okay. So you go ahead and change. If you do go and look over at the hole just to see.
Yeah, I do.
Because it should smell like a horrible bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a latrine hole. When you walk up, your feet activates a magical glyph, and a small portal opens up at the bottom of that hole.
Okay.
It looks like it opens up into the astral sea.
Super.
And he goes ahead and looks around, pulls out his dagger, starts to scrape at the glyph.
You're trying to break the glyph?
Yeah.
Okay. Break the glyph. You mar it and fuck it all up.
Teach those rich fucks. Put my dagger back in my boot.
Okay.
What are you doing out there, Dandy?
Nothing.
Yeah, you definitely heard a, teach those rich fucks.
Here. Just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Go over, start washing my hands.
Okay. When you get out, you see scrape marks all over the floor.
Find somewhere to hide this backpack full of gear, because it's not going to look good carrying it.
You're hiding it here in the bathroom?
If there's anywhere, like a cleaning closet or...
Roll a perception check.
Then he's just going to try and keep his bag underneath his cloak.
Can't really carry a backpack with a cocktail dress.
No.
It's true.
You can, but I won't give you an advantage then for seduction checks.
14 on perception.
Some people could be into hunchbacks.
There is a wall that I'm going to say the seam is obvious. Mm. And it's like a press button and it pops
press
out.
And slide, yeah.
It's one of those pop-out ones, like spring that in. And there's a small cleaning closet in there.
Okay. Stick it back in the back and like shove cleaning supplies in front of it and whatnot.
Okay.
And then close it again.
Closed. Okay. Good to go.
Okay. Well, let's go see if we can find us a bard.
Okay, you head out back out into the dining room.
Yep.
You walk out and it's as I described before, it's still popping.
Okay.
People start having a good time. One guy looks at you and goes, "Hey."
Hey.
And Eileen will kind of like pretend to giggle and get blushed and then.
Yeah, it's definitely the guy that heard you. He goes back to his drink.
Yeah.
He's on a table with three other people.
Go ahead and look around. Do I see this bard that we're after?
Yep.
I keep forgetting his name.
Alistar.
Alistar.
Okay. No Alistar down here.
Do I see any drow?
No. Do you want to ask around or eavesdrop?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll me perception checks. Both of you roll perception checks. You can't aid his hearing.
That's true. 16 for me.
17.
Okay, so it seems like it's pretty hot gossip, the hot topic for the day. Alistair is up at the top floor, and he does have a cohort of groupies that are up there with him. And everyone got special treatment to come party with Alistair, like backstage passes kind of thing. There's a lot of people, men and women, that were wanting to try to get some of that Alistair dick too, but he seems like he's very keen on a particular woman that he's with that was dark-skinned. Some say drow, some don't know Tater race. They might not even know what drow are.
But the indication seems to be that she is also up there with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a guard leading, or is there a guard guarding the staircase up?
No.
Do they have elevators? I know it's a ridiculous question for a fantasy world, but I mean, magic.
It's not elevators. There is a... So it's like where an elevator would be. There's stairs going up before us. But there's an elevator where, instead of an elevator, it's a open, like, kind of a nook, like an alcove. And it's a spot for Dimension Door.
I was going to say Tensor's Disc, but Dimension Door makes sense.
Like, do they have it preset, or is it...
You got to know what floor you're going to, and you have to have a key for it.
Great. Or we take the stairs.
Or we take the stairs.
How big is this building?
5 stories.
Eileen will grab Dandy's hand like they're going to go up to their room in air quotes and start hauling them up the stairs.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I see. Too good for the bathroom.
you see a couple of humans take shots, and it's the shots on your way up. They're like a light green. When they take shots, two of the three immediately shrink to the size of being 1 foot tall. And they start laughing and giggling.
Hey, wait. What's that drink called? I ask one of them.
one of the ones that got tiny. It's a forest gnome!
I think we need a bottle of forest gnome.
You see someone else drinks one of the drinks that it's a full glass, but it almost looks like there is a storm cloud inside of it. When they take a drink, they sit it down, and they just kind of like stare at the glass for a while. Hey, Keep, did I order two of these? He goes, nope, that's just the drink.
The displacer. Nice. Well, now we know kind of what these cocktails do. Do you think any of those could help us out on our way up, or no?
No, I think we just need to offer the drinks you already have to the group full of people that we're about to go and try to bump elbows with.
Okay. Right.
You do see there's one person. There's only one person is drinking this tonight. It looks like it's probably the Elven Archer drink. Kind of looks like kombucha. And he starts to drink it, and you notice his ears start to come to a point. And he starts handling the glass more, like, delicately, like at the tips of his fingers.
See this pinky go up.
As I'm going up, I'm like, the sack by my sack doesn't even have enough money, have a fraction of what these people make.
No. Just
look at them.
You do see the drinks, though, are on the specialty board. They're 10 gold pieces each.
Woo!
Good God.
Keep climbing the stairs.
Yep. Okay. Going up.
So what's your guys' constitutions? Just out of curiosity.
I knew this was going to happen. 13.
Constitution is 8.
Okay, so by the third floor, I'm going to need Constitution saving throws.
11.
Unnatural 1.
You're winded. You have to take a break.
Hold on. Hold on. I gotta rest. Hold on.
I hate everybody in this building.
So you take about a 5 or 10 minute breather.
Is there like a bench somewhere I can sit on?
No. There's no bench. It also looks like nobody uses the stairs. Ever.
I figured.
You guys are left completely alone too. No one else comes up or down. You're just here by yourself. You did pass that floor on the third floor. You don't really hear any commotion or anything. It is towards night, so if anyone is in those rooms, they're probably out.
Or they're very magically soundproofed.
Or that too.
I'll just sit on the landing on the stairs if we haven't seen anybody.
No, you don't see anybody.
Okay, I'll just sit on the landing to rest then.
You give yourself about 5 or 10 minutes. Barely catch your breath, and you start walking quite a bit slower up the last two flights. By the time you get to the fifth floor, give me another Constitution saving throw.
Gosh.
No, that's a 2.
It's 4. I hate playing squishy characters.
Okay. Andy, you need a breather. You're getting tired. Eileen, any checks that involve strength, constitution, or dexterity are at disadvantage.
For how long?
Probably the length of this little endeavor.
Ugh.
You're hurting. Your lungs burn. Your legs are sore and tired.
Okay.
But you're on the fifth story.
I'll just grumble about these damn heels.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about the heels. Oh, yeah, you're in a world of hell. That's all you can focus on right now. That's why you failed. Everything hurts. Everything sucks. Terrible. I would imagine you would have climbed 5 stories without the heels on.
Yeah, I probably would have just stopped and taken them off.
Yeah.
After about 10 steps up, just stop, Danny. Stop.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying tuned and listening to part 2 of Dandy's backstory. We appreciate every one of you for sticking around to the end of the episode, and please follow us on your various social medias, rate us, review us, and stay tuned for the next epi coming out April 19th. Players tonight were Nicole, who played Elaine, Zachary Spangler, who played Dandy Lion, and our story weaver running the show was Tony Spangler. Take care and stay creative.